how do you do, boys and girls? My name is Alfred Hitchcock, and I'm delighted to find that you believe in ghosts too. After all, they believe in you, so it is only common courtesy and politeness to return the favor. As a matter of fact, I tell them human stories all the time, and they enjoy them immensely. Now, of course, the best way to listen to ghost stories is with the lights out. There is nothing like a dark room to attract ghosts, and you may like to have some of our mutual friends come and listen with you. Are the lights out? Good. Doors closed, blinds drawn? Excellent. Don't worry about the ghosts getting in. They can slither through keyholes and under doors, you know. Now just be quiet. Hear that slithering? Ah, good. Now that we're all here, we can begin.
On your side, witching at midnight. Well, I just might settle in. I've got a shiny black coffin with room enough for two, with candy apple, red stiletto shoes. It's a strange trick and a bitter little treat for you, my sweet. Trick me, do it quickly, such a sickly. Like a silver spoon and all my diamond rings. Is it really what you want, or is this just a devil's jaunt for you, my sweet? My Halloween, my Halloween, my
You're tuned to Rodeo Radio with Gareth Jones.
Oh, I tell you, this is my day. And I want you to join me, Grandpa Munster Al Lewis, and have the funniest, happiest, weirdest Halloween that ever was. Yeah! Happy Halloween!
Thank you. Greetings, pop pickers, boys and ghouls, and welcome to Radio Radio. I can't keep this up, I'm sorry. Greetings, pop pickers. Hello, boys and ghouls, and welcome to Radio Radio, an occasional series of podcasts presented by me, Gareth Jones, coming to you directly from my cold, damp torture chamber in Bristol in the UK. And it's an occasional series of podcasts. I must emphasise the word occasional, because the last one of these I made was last December with a Christmas special. And here we are some 10 months later with a follow-up edition. So I basically have the work ethic of Ian Brown with the second Stone Roses album and Justine Frischmann with the second Elastica album. That's the kind of work ethic that I aspire to. So here we are, it's only taken me 10 months, and it's a Halloween edition of Radio Radio. First up, we had a couple of Halloween records to start off the show. Piney Gurr kicked off the show with My Halloween, a single she released last year on the Damaged Goods label. And if you visit damagegoods.co.uk, not only can you order yourself a copy of the single, but it also comes with a handmade limited edition voodoo doll. Whether it's your mother-in-law or Mylene Klass, whoever it is, stab a pin in, stab a needle in, courtesy of Piney Gurr. Handmade voodoo doll and My Halloween single from damagegoods.co.uk. And then that was followed by the Messer Chups. I'm not quite sure. Pronunciation's never my strong point. M-E-S-S-E-R. The Messer Chups with their version of the Munsters theme. The Messer Chups are a surf guitar band from Russia, and they've released a whole number of Halloween-related albums over the years, including Vamp Babes and Zombie Shopping. Lovely. But from their 2009 album, Heretic Channel, that was their cover of the Munsters theme. So, welcome along. It's Radio Radio, Halloween special. Whoa! Are you scared? Well, if you're listening to me, you probably are. And what's coming up on the show, I hear you ask. I don't hear you, but I can imagine you are asking that. Well, coming up on the show, first of all, obviously, Halloween records. I know it's a podcast and you're not supposed to have music on these things, but breaking the law. So, a whole manner of Halloween indie records coming up, which hopefully you've not heard before. One or two of them you may be familiar with, but fingers crossed, I'm going to be playing you a batch of songs that are new to you. Because I didn't want to play the usual Michael Jackson Thriller, Ray Parker Jr. Ghostbusters, Boris Pickett and the Monster Mash. None of those, because you've heard them a million times. So I'm going to play you some more obscure, lesser-known Halloween tracks. Plus, as usual, always on my podcast, I try to interview a band or a singer, and there's no exception on this one, where we have, very appropriate for a Halloween podcast, an interview with Glasgow band The Spook School. Perfect. What perfect guests for the programme. So coming up shortly, an interview with The Spook School, but we'll get back to the Halloween records in the meantime, and a couple of zombie-related songs back-to-back now, beginning with Derbyshire band Lard Pony. Nice.
Drums. I had a girlfriend, but she died. She died.
She died, and now I'm bound to a zombie grind. I had a girlfriend, but rape, they torture, they kill. Spine-tingling horror, unspeakable shock, and breathless excitement will grip you as you watch living organs ripped from the bodies of voluptuous females, as beating hearts and throbbing brains are transplanted to create the Astro Zombies. Cringe in terror, scream in fright, as these skull-faced monsters strike blindly at living flesh, and the motion picture screen flows in the blood-drenched wake of the Astro Zombies. The beautiful, voluptuous, deadly, vicious Satana, a woman who would stop at nothing to gain control over the Astro Zombies, whose creed was kill, kill, kill. John Carradine as the deranged scientist, Wendell Corey as the doctor who opposes him, match wits in this bloody, sadistic, terror-filled, suspense-laden horror film of brutal mutilations and senseless killings as the Astro Zombies go berserk and threaten a city with death. Watch it and you die a thousand deaths. The Astro Zombies in color, coming soon to your local theater.
Dun dun dun! You're listening to Radio Radio!
Me, my zombie, and I shared a can of Pepsi from the Texaco garage. Then we walked the long way into town, where we shared an ice cream with a flake between us. Me, my zombie, and I took a trip around the Lakeland miniature village, where all the houses in the miniature village are small scale replicas of actual houses. He's been stricken by an ancient curse. He smells like me, but a little worse. He's got a lack of life, but that doesn't matter to me, my zombie, and I. Zombie and I sailed a catamaran to the Isle of Man. You should have seen his face when he saw the TT racers racing by. Me, my zombie, and I, we've been friends since the day we met, and we'll be friends until the day I die. He's been stricken by an ancient curse. He smells like me, but a little worse. He's got a lack of life, but that doesn't matter to me, my zombie, and I. A little worse, he's got a lack of life, but that doesn't matter to me, my zombie, and I. Me, my zombie, and I.
Him and his zombie, and
he's
him.
My zombie, and I'll scream if I want to. You would scream too if he came after you.
Two zombie-related songs back-to-back there. That's Me, My Zombie, and I by Lancaster band The Time Machine, taken from their Trick or Treat EP, which they released last year. And you can still get a copy from their Bandcamp, which is The Time Machine, and it's spelt as in the herb time. So it's not T-I-M-E, like a TARDIS and Doctor Who. It's T-H-Y-M-E. So T-H-Y-M-E, thetimemachine.bandcamp.com. Get yourself a copy of the Trick or Treat EP, which features four Halloween-related songs. But I actually bought a copy at a gig they played in Sheffield recently. And when you bought it, they basically shook up a carrier bag. I think it was something classy, like an Asda or Lidl bag, I can't remember which. But you shook up this bag, put your hand in, and took out a brown envelope. And the brown envelope either said on it, Trick, or it said treat. Now, presumably, if it was treat, I'm guessing it would have been a sweet or a chocolate. But I got a trick. And when I opened up the envelope, what was inside? What was my mystery trick? It was a picture of the late, great Jack Duckworth. The ghost of Jack Duckworth, with a speech bubble coming out of his mouth saying, boo. So, fantastic. And, I mean, that was better than the EP, really. I now have a little picture of Jack Duckworth on my mantelpiece. Wonderful. So, I can't guarantee you'll get a free trick or treat when you order it from the Bandcamp. But, nevertheless, it's a great EP. the Trick or Treat EP by The Time Machine. And then we had a Derbyshire band called Lard Pony. Where did he find them, I hear you ask? With Zombie Bride. And that was taken from their album called This Is Lardcore. Oh yes. Lard Pony, This Is Lardcore. Obviously a play on words with Pulp's This Is Hardcore. And they're obviously a big fan of puns, as I am, because they also released an album called Seaside Is Painless. Suicide is painless. Seaside is painless. So there we go. Lard Pony, king of the puns. Brilliant stuff. Well, it's Radio Radio. I'm Gareth Jones. Halloween special. Ooh. And shortly I'll be speaking to Glasgow band The Spook School. Perfect guest for a Halloween podcast. But before we do that, another song. Another Lancaster band, in fact. These are The Lovely Eggs. And I feel I ought to be having some sort of seance, because it's a very spooky, haunting song. So gather round, hold my hand, and let me light some scented candles, dim the lights, and let's see if I can contact the dead. Yeah, I'm feeling someone coming through now. I sense him. Someone from the spirit world is coming through. I can feel him now. He's wearing a tracksuit. Yes. He has jewellery. Jewellery, yes. He has a big cigar. I think this is terrifying. He's trying to reach out and touch me. No, he's gone. Thank God for that. Oh my God, that was so scary. Now then. Time now for a song by The Lovely Eggs. This is Haunt Me Out. Ooh.
And dozy dotes and little umsy divey, skiddly divey do, warden
Terrifying. That's The Lovely Eggs with Haunt Me Out. And you can see The Lovely Eggs. They're playing a few tour dates across November. 20th of November, they're at the Portland Arms in Cambridge. 21st of November, they're at Sticky Mike's Frog Bar. That sounds absolutely disgusting. Sticky Mike's Frog Bar in Brighton. The 22nd of November, they're in London at the Lexington for the Helen Love All-Dayer called Does Your Heart Go Boom, which has sold out. So if you're thinking of going to that, it has sold out. But playing on the bill is Helen Love, The Lovely Eggs, The School, all your favourites. In fact, all people that have been on Radio Radio. 27th of November, they're at the Spectacle, whatever that is, at Gulliver's in Manchester. 28th of November, they're at the Musician in Leicester. And the 29th of November, they're at the Hop in Wakefield. So if you fancy seeing the Lovely Eggs, they are playing all those dates, mostly northern-based and a couple of southern-based in November. But they are doing a full UK tour around May next year, April and May time, so you can catch them then. Well, it's Radio Radio, I'm Gareth Jones, and we'll be speaking now to Glasgow band The Spook School. I recorded this ages and ages ago, and it's just been sitting, gathering dust, waiting for me to record a Halloween special. So apologies to the band, I recorded this so long ago, I've actually forgotten how long ago it was. But here it is, better late than never, as we speak to, and this was recorded outside on location, outside a gig venue, so you can hear a bit of traffic and a bit of wind, but hopefully it won't spoil your listening pleasure too much, as we speak to The Spook School. Right, I'm going to have to do this by memory. Adam and Naomi, the siblings, yes?
Nye. Yes.
Guitars, vocals.
Yes.
Anna, bass.
Yes.
Niall, drums.
Yeah.
And nudity,
that's the most important.
We'll get to that.
I hope that doesn't become like a catchphrase.
I have a dreadful tendency not to remember names, which means...
Remember my body.
I would fail as a teacher because I wouldn't remember the names of all the pupils, which means I would never make it as a teacher of the Spook School.
Oh, I see what you're doing.
There we go.
I will have to go through the name. I'm sure you've... Every time you've been interviewed, this is what you have to tell people.
Every time.
Yeah.
All these interviews.
But this is for a Halloween edition. It would be nice to think that it was actually a spooky connection. A ghostly connection with your name, but that isn't the case at all, is it?
We can make one up.
Yeah. Charles Rennie Mackintosh is dead, so they could all be ghosts.
He came to us in a dream.
Oh, yeah.
We're only inspired by dead people. That's the headline that you need to write down for the internet.
to decode that, it's the Glasgow Four, the Spook School, Charles Rennie Mackintosh and his pals. That's who they were.
All of which are dead.
All of which are dead.
Yeah.
So they could be ghosts.
Well, if they were still alive, then I think they'd probably be more famous for being really, really old than for designing buildings. And
we could be possessed by their ghosts, and that's what's making us write the music.
That's pretty spooky.
Yeah.
We write music the way that he built buildings.
No.
In the past.
With roses on.
We write music in the past.
I haven't written anything in the future.
So were they... It was a gang of...
Architects. Yeah, a group of four artists slash architects in Glasgow, and they used to do like Gothic style buildings. So people slagged them off by calling them the Spook School.
Yeah.
And so you wanted to be slagged off called the Spook School? Was that?
Yeah, it's like something that's like kind of like a derogatory term, and then going, hey, that's what we are, even though we're not, because
it's taking something bad and making it good.
Trying to make it.
We don't.
Making it sillier.
We further...
Polishing a turd.
Exactly. This turd is shiny.
I mean, the original Spook School are far better than us, so...
But are they better at playing the guitar?
Probably. Was the guitar invented?
I think the
guitar must have been invented.
You didn't study history.
Adam studied architecture.
Only a little bit. Not properly.
He got to the doors, and then that was it. He just...
The doors?
The building.
Why are they teaching you about the doors and architecture?
Because... Getting in and out of buildings.
I mean, we went on a family holiday to Oxford, and Adam led us all around looking for a building that's in Cambridge.
Yeah. So. I remembered it from my lecture.
And you all met at university. I heard there was some comedy connection, a comedy group or something like that.
Yeah, kind of. We're all trying to do stand-up and stuff.
I wasn't.
No, I was away somewhere else. Yeah, but that's how I met... Niall,
that's right,
Anna.
Point on an audio interview.
Well, you do, Niall the drummer, you do sort of make comedy moments throughout the set.
I make those moments, even if people don't want them.
So were you actually
initially pursuing a potential stand-up comedy career?
I was trying, and look where it's got me now. Yeah, when we first started off, I said I'd like to talk. No one else wanted to talk, so they let me talk, and I haven't given the microphone back since.
There wasn't that much of a discussion. You just started talking, and we couldn't really do anything about it. It's been a big smash over there.
Just had a glass smash. Yeah. So were you all doing sort of stand-up and sketches and stuff? Is that how you initially met?
Yeah, we were kind of... There was a university group called the Edinburgh Review that me, Adam and Anna were kind of involved in and kind of knew each other from.
It still exists.
It still exists, but well, since if I leave something, it's dead to me.
Yeah, it's not the same since you've gone.
That's what they say as well. They say it's improved remarkably. You know, people are allowed to talk now. It's not just me. But yeah, that's where we kind of met, and then from there we worked out that we played various instruments, and then
That was pretty much it. It was not like, oh, who are the best guitarists and drummers I know? Adam was like, oh, Anna, you play the guitar, don't you?
Adam was sending back reports to me. I told him to find a guitarist and a bassist, and he'd write and he'd go, I met a drummer today. this one's quite good.
What did you say about me? I want to know what my
None of this
was.
Happened.
He said that you mainly played the electric drums.
Oh, yeah.
Before the Spook School, I was in a band called the Semtex Jamboree, and I played an electric kit, and we basically played dubstep kind of heavy metal kind of thing. And
I saw that, and I thought, that's exactly what I want.
Yeah, I wasn't really enjoying what I was doing, but to be honest, a gig's a gig at the end of the day. That's what I say.
You've got to get your kit off.
Exactly.
Whatever the opportunity.
You weren't even allowed to talk
That band, I wasn't allowed to talk. I had to wear clothes, which, you know, to be honest, now seems incredibly unreasonable.
What do you do with them now?
Now I use them.
Ride them.
Yeah. Clothes for me are merely ornamental.
When did the nudity begin? First gig?
First ever gig straight away.
I thought, oh, it's all right, he's just excited. It's his first gig, you know. He's getting a little bit excited. He'll calm down for the next one. It didn't happen.
And now he's got this thing like, oh, he can't break the chain, so he refuses not to take his clothes off for any gig.
Yeah, you're a policeman, you say, put your clothes back on. I said, I can't. You know, you've no idea what might happen if I stayed clothed.
You get a lot of policemen out here.
There are demographic they're aiming for.
And has this created groupies or scared people away?
Just policemen.
Just policemen. Yeah, I don't think we're a very groupy kind of band. I think I shout a lot, and a lot of people don't realise I'm probably more scared of them than they are of me.
So have you all moved to London? Is that your home base now, or...?
Not
home base, that's a DIY stuff.
We all live by Sainsbury's.
We go to London to buy hammers.
No, it's Anna and myself in London now.
Well, I live in Watford, which I always had until I went to Edinburgh, and I've just gone back there again now, so it's not really London. But...
Don't call this a comeback, is what Anna's saying.
We're still on Edinburgh.
Yeah.
Keeping the home turf warm.
They warm all of the turf. We have a number of things we put in like the rider requests. And one of them is warm turf. Adam takes care of that.
Yeah, I just put it on my lap.
Is that the warmest part of your body?
Yes.
I'm sitting in this room that's supposed to be my own, but it feels like someone else's house. Their words are on the wall, and those posters of bands I've never heard of, and people I don't know. I'm living in this city, don't know much about it yet. Cracks that other people have left behind them.
probably too drunk to even remember. I'll tell you what I want and what I need from you, 'cause you're probably too drunk to even remember. And I'll be honest with you for the first time, 'cause you're probably too drunk to even remember. I'll tell you what I want and what I need from you, 'cause you're probably too drunk to even remember. 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 'Cause you're probably too drunk to even remember.
Let's talk about your debut album.
I mean,
you must be very excited, because before you released a cassette and most people can't play it. You had a 7-inch, a lot of people don't have a record player. You must be thrilled to now have it on a format. But
we're a little bit gutted, to be honest.
I mean, I was waiting for the 8-track, but
yeah,
you know, and the mini disc.
We're pretty niche, and we're getting really fed up with all these people trying to listen to our music and be nice to us. Yeah, to be honest, I can't play any of our music. I don't own any of these things.
Am I the only one in the band who owns a record player?
Yeah.
We all go around to Adam's flat, and he plays a single track to us, and we go, oh, that sounds all right.
Yeah, and then I tell you how to go home.
Get out of my house.
Yeah. Well, in September, they had independent record stores had a cassette store day following record store day. It seemed to be quite a non-event compared to record store day, I noticed. So I think the cassette is...
Yeah.
Maybe had its day.
I think they need to make a bigger deal out of it. Maybe rename cassettes CDs or something. Just get in people's heads, like, oh, this is a new
Give it CD. 5 years and there will be a CD store day.
Yeah, I'd like CD store day. I remember walking around my Walkman, listening to Hanson, the good old
walking
days.
Walking around your Walkman.
Yeah, that's what they were for. You clip it on. If you walk too fast, it gets a little bit jumpy. I remember when I used to just put earphones in and have to mime my own music.
Well, speaking of miming, you are miming in the new video, but you're not the vocalist. What was the reason? Did you wrestle to have that? Or?
We wrestled afterwards.
Niall's dashing good looks. We thought he was the best looking one in the band, have him right in the front there. No offence, Niall. I'm sure you'd have done just as good job.
Okay.
No, I accept that.
Do you think that would confuse people that have never seen you before if they watch you for the first time on YouTube?
To be honest...
They're going to think you're the frontman.
Yeah, I think...
And that's what you want them to think, isn't it?
To be honest, any attention I get is good attention about him. No, I think that I quite like disorientating people. I think even if you met me in person, you'd still think it's a bit weird. Yeah. I don't really know what's going on. Yeah. And, you know, the thing about the video, I can't touch people. So, did you... Not in that way. I mean, like, in a friendly touch.
What are you talking about?
Yeah, we're not bringing Jimmy Savile into this.
Now then. No, I think, yeah. I don't think it's going to be that disorientated. If they are disorientated by that, I think seeing me in real life will be far worse.
My niece thought it was you singing.
Yeah.
I feel that should be our target group.
She got really confused.
Six-year-old nieces is what we're aiming for.
Yeah,
no, that's just worse.
Like, hiding behind Niall.
Like I say, we're not on about Jimmy Savile.
Oh, God.
So how long was the process? Because you're covered in paint in the video.
It took 2 takes. It was really, really quick. The longest bit was just putting up all the white sheets around. It was in Adam's flat. Putting up the white sheets to try and protect his flat. And then drank a lot of beer. And then did a take. And as you can see, I might have been a little bit drunk because I couldn't pour a beer.
We had practices and Niall insisted on drinking through all the practices and downing a pint each time.
Yeah, you can kind of see, like, you can see which take was done first because he's less messy. And in the second one... where he's messier, which was later, his eyes were definitely going a bit funny.
Look, all I'm saying is method acting. You know, all the greats have done it. Robert De Niro, Denzel Washington, Niall McCamley,
Shane McGowan.
He's still doing it. Me and Shane McGowan, that would be a good kind of... Would that be a night out?
If you went out.
They say there's nothing for us, the likes of me and you. Fortunes found in other places, more exciting and more new, but oh, this is my home and I don't want to leave. I want a new vacation, I want a different sky. Everyone here is boring, they don't do the things I like, but oh, this is my home and I
It's my home and I don't want to leave. But oh, it's my home and I don't want to leave.
I'm doing this for Halloween. We haven't talked anything about ghosts or spooks. Or you are called the Spook School. I would like to just ask if there are any particular horror films or scary incidences that have ever occurred in your lives.
I could throw one in from the stand-up days. Yeah, I did a gig once and two bouncers had to stay on stage with me because they didn't like me that much and they wanted to stab me.
What's that got to do with ghosts?
Yeah, it was scary. I thought it was scary. Because I know what we're going for.
On a more lighthearted note, yesterday I heard a cat running up the stairs of my house and it had a bell on its collar, so I knew it wasn't mine. And then I went to look for it and it wasn't there and like, I think it doesn't exist.
Ghost
so
cat.
There's a ghost cat in my house. That's quite spooky. Yeah.
I thought I saw a ghost once.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
You were like 5 years old.
Yeah.
Reliable witness.
Yeah, and apparently...
It was a ghost.
It was a ghost.
That was the conclusion drawn by the authorities.
Well, the people who used to live there was like, oh yeah, that's Betty. She hangs out there.
Does she pay rent?
It was like their grandmother or something that was there.
Yeah, she asked me what toys... I don't think this actually happened. Like, but I drew a picture of her. But the picture I drew, it had like a dog's head and like a pirate's outfit.
And they were like, yeah, that's our grandmother.
And they were like duck's feet.
Exactly as we remember her.
That's what she would have wanted.
Yeah. Yeah.
And the last track on your album is, who are you going to call Goat Busters? Have I got that correct?
Goat Buster, yeah.
I'm a big fan of Buster Keaton, who's a old black and white silent comedian. Like Charlie Chaplin, but better. And he's really cool. We've got another track in the album called The Cameraman that's also about a Buster Keaton film. And this song's about a Buster Keaton film called The Goat.
Goat? Buster.
Yeah.
And that's Goat. Like Ghostbusters.
Well, alternatively, you can interpret it as a song about Ghostbusters, except they're not busting goats, they're busting goats.
Oh, you just said the same thing.
Yeah. They're not busting goats.
Ghosts.
Not busting ghosts.
But those goats then became ghosts. Perhaps.
Yes.
Yeah.
I think there are more dead people than there are alive people. And that might be one of the issues.
That's quite deep.
We need to get to the bottom of these. Why are there so many dead people? What is the government going to do about the dead people?
They're going to stop all their benefits.
I probably agree with them, yeah. That's probably, yeah, that'd be a waste of money to keep funding them. Scroungers, that's what they are, these dead people.
If you were able to contact a famous celebrity from the dead and have a conversation with them, who would that person
be? Do you mean
be?
Like contacting a famous person from the dead, as in like we're dead and we're contacting a living famous person?
Ouija board, or whatever means.
I think they're dead and we're
contacting
alive.
An already dead
person. Who do you want to talk to that's dead, Adam?
Mark Bolan.
But you just said you didn't want to know about him.
I wouldn't mind talking about him. Talking to him.
Talking about him.
Talking
to
about
him.
In his presence.
Yeah, I can't ask him any personal questions. But it
just,
seems quite cool.
Okay, yeah, just having a chat
just
about...
Just, hi, Mark Bolan, how are you?
Yeah, ask him about where he gets his shoes.
Where he gets his hair done.
He'll probably say, have a word about these benefits being cut for people like me. You know, he'll probably be kind of petitioning you to fight for his right. You know, there's dead guitars he wants.
He's probably having a good time.
Doing
like,
what?
He's hanging out at Club 27, that's where they all are. So.
But if you die and you're over 27, do you not get to go to that party?
No. Well, you got those extra years of your life. That's the party.
The party right here.
Oh, philosophical.
Do you know how hard it is to edit an interview with the Spook School? Hard. You might take a while. This is why I like doing live interviews, because they have no control over what you've done.
Yeah.
And how often do you get those?
Very little. Do you know what? They consider me unreliable and inconsistent at best.
I hope everybody buys your album on whatever format they choose.
All of the formats.
Has to be CD or vinyl.
What's a CD?
I don't know. I don't know if they exist. It's like ghost records.
I think a download is very much like a spectre. It's just a floating in the air.
Yeah.
It's not a real thing, is it?
No. Just buy our sausages as well.
What?
Spook School sausages.
Yeah, I've teamed up with the Nation of Germany to supply Spook School sausages.
Have we got them on the merch stand tonight?
I've got them on the merch stand tonight. They have been defrosted. They will kill you.
Don't
you
bring
eat
them out when you get naked, though. So.
That's my finale. Just wiggle sausages.
Calendar, no.
Yeah, I'm looking on a calendar. So there's a lot of interest in it, mainly from me. It's going to be pretty naked.
That's it, really. Thank you.
Cool beans.
You're listening to Gareth Jones on Radio Radio.
It's the spooky way home.
Spooky.
It's the spooky way home.
Spooky.
There might be birds, there might be bees in the tall and scary trees, but in our heads it's ghosts and monsters. And on the ground I hear a sound. It might be owls, might be wolves, heads of scary trolls.
Ooh,
it's the spooky way home.
Spooky.
It's the spooky way home.
Spooky.
Spooky way home.
Spooky.
It's the spooky way home. The spooky way home. It's the spooky way home. There might be birds, there might be bees in the tall, scary trees. In our heads, it's ghosts and monsters. On the ground, I hear a sound. Might be owls, might be wolves. In our heads, it's scary trolls. Ooh. It's the spooky way home.
It's
the spooky way home. It's the spooky way home. The spooky way home.
Well, obviously that wasn't the Spook School, but I thought it was a rather appropriate song to play after the interview. That was The Spooky Way Home. Woo-hoo! By The Crayonettes. And The Crayonettes is basically a side project from Catherine Williams, highly regarded folk singer-songwriter, nominated for the Mercury Prize a few years back. Catherine Williams, joined by a woman called Anna Spencer, who used to be in a punk band called Delicate Vomit. Oh, charming. And the two of them got together to form the Crayonettes for a one-off children's album called Playing Out. And I suppose if you've been in a band called Delicate Vomit, Vomit Children, kind of goes together really, doesn't it? And the album is original pen children's songs on topics such as robots, flying to the moon, playing hopscotch, rainy days, pirates, going on the bus. You know, the kind of topics you'd expect for children's songs. But the final track on the album, track 11, is called Illegal, which is a little bit disturbing, I think. Now, I've not actually listened to it, so I don't know if it's about drugs or stealing, but Illegal? Do you want that as the title of a song on a children's album? Very unpleasant. So if you are a parent and you fancy getting a copy of the album, I suggest you have a listen to track 11 first and vet it before you play it to your little ones. Well, it's Radio Radio, the Halloween special. Ooh. And we're reaching the end of the programme. I will be back in December for my annual Christmas special, of course. But first, I'm going to give you a vampire triple tracker. Three vampire-related songs. But before we do that, time for a little bit of vampire poetry from one of the masters himself.
When the wind howls in the east, like the cry of the beast, and there's no place to hide, fans of those Hollywood horrors travel far and wide. As All Hallows' Eve draws near, they come to quench their fear. Count Dracula spreads his wings to fly high over the brooding autumn sky, and the Black Lagoon creature arises to give us a terrifying feature. The phantom fiendishly plays his violin for all those children of the night by the eerie glow of the moonlight, while Zenobia, the gypsy witch, brews her cauldron of fright. The jack-o'-lanterns stare with a sinister grin as candles flicker within. Skeletons shake their bones as we hear blood-curling groans. That's you, my dear. Goblins and ghouls of all ages wait their turn at last, as they have for many years in the past. They come to meet those icons of Karloff, Lugosi, Cheney, and Price, and all their villainous characters, which were far from nice. A New England tradition for Halloween thrills, as the full moon rises over the witch's dungeon of chills. How about that, eh?
Actually be a man named Barnabas Collins, and he could actually be a real vampire. House of Dark Shadows from MGM. See how the vampires do it.
Rated GP, all ages, parental guidance.
Fire! I feel like vampire!
that you don't understand. Bob made the rock and roll and singing in a band. Not an average woman and I'm not an average man. I'm a teenage vampire.
Enter death's waiting room, if you dare.
No! No!
Below the crypt lies the vault of horror. Rated R, under 17, not admitted without parent. The vault of horror. It has all the things that make life worth leaving.
Gather around for a minute or two, and I'll admit something to you. I get intrigued when women look sinister. Call me superficial, but I stare at them vampire girls. It's not the mascara, it's not the tight dress. It's a look in the eyes gonna scare you to death. Vampire girl, vampire girl, I get so intrigued when they look like a vampire girl. She could be, she could rise, she do ritual sacrifice. Vampire girl, vampire girl, whoa, I get so intrigued when they look like a vampire girl. Vampire girl, go little vampire girl, woo! Go little vampire girl, go little vampire girl, evil now scary now, go little vampire girl, evil now, yeah, scary now, yeah, yeah, evil now, yeah, yeah, scary now, yeah, yeah, yeah. Is she in heaven? Is she in hell? Is she a sex industry professional? Vampire girl, vampire girl, I get so intrigued when they look like a vampire girl. If you fall for the ruse, buddy, I won't laugh. I believe I've fallen for it a couple of times myself. Vampire girl, vampire girl, I get so intrigued when they look like a vampire girl. Go little vampire girl, vampire girl, woo! Oh, little vampire girl, oh, little vampire girl, oh, scary, go.
Well, there we have a vampire triple tracker. First of all, we had the secret vampires, but I can't keep this up. I just sound like a terrible Italian, don't I? First up, we had Secret Vampires by Biss. from originally from their Secret Vampires soundtrack EP from, when was it, 1996, I think, when they had Candy Pop, which they did on Top of the Pops, of course, went down in history as Britain's first unsigned band playing on Top of the Pops, which I never really understood, because they were signed. The record came out on Chemical Underground. It was on a label, you know, so they were sort of signed. It might not have been a big proper deal, but, you know, I don't quite get the we're an unsigned band because the record came out on a label. So it makes no sense to me. Anyway, all these years later, 2014, who'd have thought it? A 2-CD anthology, Best of Biss, is coming out. 2 CDs, 42 tracks! 42 tracks! Featuring Candy Pop and, well, 41 other songs. The Best of Biss CD anthology comes out on the 13th of November. And that's not all. Oh no, missus! Also on the 1st of December, they're re-releasing the first 3 Biss albums as deluxe 2-CD editions. Who'd have thought it? So you get a second disc crammed with B-sides, remixes, demos, all that kind of stuff. So if you're a mega Biss fan, there's more Biss than you could shake a stick at, if you wanted to shake a stick at it, or a Candy Pop. So Biss, Secret Vampires, that was followed by Teenage Vampire by the Sultans of Ping. Well, it was when they were still using the FC bit. Later on, they got rid of it. But when they were called Sultans of Ping FC, known for Where's Me Jumper, of course, the Sultans of Ping FC with Teenage Vampire. And that was one of the B-sides on the single Veronica. And finally, we had Mr. Jonathan Richman with Vampire Girl. And I do believe, if you have a look on YouTube or probably on Spotify or wherever, there's a Spanish version of that track. So you can hear Vampire Girl sung in Spanish. Hola, hola, ha, 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 ha. So there we go, that's our Vampire Triple Tracker, and that rounds up this edition of Radio Radio Halloween Special. If you're out trick-or-treating or going to a Halloween party, have a safe one, take care, and remember, don't have nightmares, do sleep well. That's my Crime Watch announcement for you. And I will be back in December, as always, with my annual Christmas special. Lots of indie alternative Christmas songs. Hopefully a special guest or two. I haven't arranged anyone yet, but last year I had Slow Club and also Rachel Nyman, who puts together the Very Cherryade Christmas CDs every year. And the year before I had Shonen Knife talking about their Christmas songs. So hopefully I'll get a guest, but either way, I will be back in December with a whole host of indie Christmas records. But time to end this edition of Radio Radio. And a lot of people say I'm quite hairy. If you've ever met me, I've got quite hairy arms, quite hairy legs. Some people would say I'm not that dissimilar to a werewolf. And I can take it, I understand. So I'm going to end with a song about a werewolf from a late 80s, early 90s band called Fat and Frantic. And they nearly had a couple of hits. You've probably never heard of them, but they nearly had a hit back in 1989, I believe, with a song called Last Night My Wife Hoovered My Head. It's absolutely true, absolutely true. Simon Mayo at another radio station we won't mention, back in the day, Radio 1, he made it their record of the week and played it all the time, but it didn't actually get in the charts. And they also had a song called Brian, dedicated to Mr. Brian Clough. So those were the two chances of Fat and Frantic nearly having some success, but it never happened for them. It certainly didn't happen for them with this song. This is the Dirtville Werewolf, and I'll see you back at Christmas for the Christmas edition of Radio Radio. Happy Halloween!
I used to be a werewolf, but I'm all right now! 1, 2, 1, 2, 3, 4! Don't feel Irish.
Arizona is a dirty little town. It's only got a general store for folks from all around. But Dirtville had a secret as dark could be. Cause Dirtville had a werewolf, and the werewolf, oh, was me. Oh, I was teenage werewolf in Dirtville, Arizona. From time the hair grew on my back, and you wouldn't be alone. I never had a girl because I'd howl each time I phoned her. Oh, I was teenage werewolf in Dirtville, Arizona. It started one dark evening as the moon was on the rise. I hollered and I howled, there was madness in my eyes. My ears grew long and pointy and I dropped down on all fours. A tail grew from my bottom and my hands turned into claws. Oh, I was teenage werewolf in Dirtville, Arizona. From time the hair grew on my back and it wouldn't be alone. I never had a girl because I'd howl each time I'd phone her. Oh, I was teenage werewolf in Dirtville, Arizona. For months it seemed I led a reign of terror every night. The folks I didn't eat were nearly all half dead with fright. I went to church and ate the congregation and the vicar. But then things went from bad to worse, my dirty deeds just got sicker. Oh, I was a teenage werewolf in Dirtville, Arizona. From time the hair grew up my back, I knew I'd be alone. I never had a girl because I'd howl each time I'd phone her. Oh, I was a teenage werewolf in Dirtville, Arizona. It ended up one evening when I went out for a prowl. I saw a courting couple and I gave a mighty howl. The couple saw me coming and I heard an eerie scream. And then I woke up and I found the whole thing had been a dream. Oh, I was teenage werewolf in Dirtville, Arizona. From the time the hair grew on my back, I knew I'd be alone. I never had a girl because I howled each time I'd phone up. Oh, I was teenage werewolf in Dirtville, Arizona, yes. I was teenage werewolf in Dirtville, Arizona. From time the hair grew on my back, I knew I'd be alone. I never had a girl because I'd howl each time I'd phone her. Oh, I was a teenage werewolf in Dirtville, Arizona. Oh, oh, oh.
Ha 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 ha!